I'm going to jump right into our first guest because this was a big story today. And anytime you have a reporter on to talk about the story they wrote and they write a great lead, it just makes my job super easy. What a great lead from Greg Hines of Chicago, Grain Chicago Business. Illinois' richest man is pulling up the stakes and taking his company with him. And Greg, of course, we're talking about Ken Griffin and we're talking about Citadel. And this has been hinted at for a while, right, Greg?
Yeah, it has been, John. Now, this has been developing. Mr. Griffin has made it clear he's not very happy here. This is only the tip in some ways of what is really an absolutely fascinating mix of politics and finance all together in one dirty package. It's bad for us. It's bad for the city. It's bad for the state, but it's a heck of a story.
Yeah, and even in his statement about it, there is not outright politics, but there's quite a little hip check on the way out. You quote Griffin or the statement saying that Chicago will continue to be important, as many of our colleagues have ties to Illinois. But over the past year, however, many of our Chicago teams have asked to relocate to Miami, New York, and other offices around the world. I don't read a lot of statements where they say, hey, people on the inside, our employees wanted to get on out of here. They were asking, I don't know, little parting shot, perhaps?
I don't think so.
Okay.
There's two things that are going on here. One is that Ken Griffin and J.B. Pritzker, our governor, don't get along at all in a way that only big mega billionaires can fight. They're fighting. They're like King Kong and Godzilla. They're destroying everything in their path in some ways. Griffin is the one who took down Pritzker's graduate income tax 2 years ago by putting up all the money in the opposition. Pritzker's returned the favor this year by spending a ton of money against Griffin's candidate for governor against him, Richard Irvin, the mayor of Aurora. So even though Griffin talks about crime, and crime is a concern of his, particularly the city, adding to it is this competition with Pritzker, and this is ill will. Now, that having been said, Griffin's argument that he's having trouble recruiting people to Chicago because of our crime problem downtown is an argument I've not heard just from him, but I've heard from a lot of other people. And
really?
Other reporters, the Cranes, have heard it, yeah. Our tech reporter tells me he's now started to hear from his sources regularly that people are saying, I'm not sure I want to move there.
Yeah.
Griffin talked about somebody trying to hijack his car. He talked about how one of his employees was mugged pretty badly a couple blocks from the office. The problem is that stuff like this happens, and it sends out a message to the rest of the world. It sends out a perception. This didn't happen in a vacuum. Boeing left a couple weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, a week ago it was Caterpillar. These are three big industry-leading, iconic firms that are all kind of left to one degree or another in a huff, and they all had different reasons. But even though some other companies have moved in, like Kellogg the other day, it's not the message you want. I mean,
right. You know,
corporate CEOs and employees, like anybody else, they want to be popular. They want to move the hit, fast-moving place. And if they think they're moving to a dump, they won't.
Right. Do we have any sense of how many jobs this means for Chicago, or is this still to be ironed out, to lose?
I think some of it is going to be ironed out. There's about 1,000 jobs here now, the company tells me, and the new headquarters, at least initially, will have 300. Some of those will come from Chicago. Some will come from other areas. I would expect, though, that unless something changes, that over time the Chicago population of workers will steadily decline down to a few hundred. It will depend on which business units. Somebody over there tells me that this, after they get their feet wet and go down to Miami and see if they like it, business units will decide whether they want to stay here or whether they want to stay there. But I think it's probably fair to say that at a minimum that even though this is a fast-growing company, their number of employees in Chicago has peaked and will only drop.
All right, Greg Hines, we got to talk about this more as the story progresses. Thanks for joining us, okay?
You're welcome, sir.
Always appreciate it.